From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy.
I'm joined today by Corky Dawes, the CEO of Peachtree Planning. Corky, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for asking us to be here.
You know, when we spoke to you for the last edition of Focus Atlanta, you remarked that you felt, given the opportunity, businesses will come back just fine. That was back in August of 2020. Does your same sentiment still hold true? And has this rebound happened at the rate you once expected?
So I still stand by my, I feel like businesses will come back just fine. I think that we've seen some come back much quicker than we've seen others. It's certainly for the essential businesses, you know, their pace picked up. Actually, some like ours was probably, we had a greater workload than prior to the pandemic. We have others, as we've seen, that are slower on rebound. Some are now finally starting to get approval by government bodies to be able to open more and more to the capacity. But I think overall, and again, I'm going off of our locations, not different parts of the country, but I do think that the businesses as a whole have rebounded and are continuing to rebound. And I think it's just going to keep picking up as we go through the next, you know, 2 to 3, 4 months.
Stemming from the challenges of 2020, how has your approach or process transformed regarding the way that you provide financial knowledge and strategies to individuals and business owners? And what are the biggest mistakes that you've seen clients make as it pertains to financial planning during this time?
So our processes, I really feel like, haven't changed. Our communication skills, I feel like, have gotten much better because we're doing many more of our planning meetings virtual, which we've had to become much better at listening and communicating. You know, as humans, we spend a lot of time paying attention to facial connections, body language, things of that nature. We're virtually, just as we are, we're limited to how we're able to connect. And so our planning process really hasn't changed. But how we have done it virtually, I would say we've become better communicators and better overall listeners. You ask, what have they done that I think have been problems or challenges for people? No action is an action. And a lot of times people want to wait and see. When we talked the last time, we talked about the two critical things that people were really, really concerned about was their health and their financials. I don't think that's changed at all. I think they're constantly getting information, and as we all know, a lot of that information becomes conflicting, and the more conflicting information people get, the more they have a tendency to stop and try to process that information so that they can make good decisions. And so I think overall the decision process has been challenging for a lot of people. I think it's some of the other areas where people might have lost sight of what the objectives were, what they were trying to get accomplished, and they maybe made some financial decisions that have put them a step or two behind because they might have, let's say, gotten out of a market or gotten into a market at the wrong time, and they try to do some, because of information, they try to do market timing, or they want to put off a decision, or maybe they want to start another decision that's quicker. I mean, that sounds like I'm rambling there, but it's really been a lot about helping to facilitate people through the decision process and what are the variables they really need to be truly evaluating.
Absolutely. As the second largest life insurance agency in the Atlanta metro area, how has the pandemic transformed the way people view the value of life insurance? And has that been a benefit to your business?
Yes, the value of life insurance. I think people, anytime you have a lot of health concerns, and virtually everybody that we've talked to in some form or fashion has been touched by this. It might have been a family member, it might have been a colleague, it might have been a neighbor. They've had someone in their life that has been touched by this. And I think when that happens, it really brings us to more of a realization of our own mortality, that we all are humans and that there is a period of time. When we look at human life value with people, what is the real economic value that we as humans are producing for our families, our business, our loved ones? What is that value? I think people have gotten much more in touch and in tune with what that really means today. Because when challenges are presented in our life, you know, we all tend to slow down but think through them a little bit more, and it's not like everything's just going to work out perfect. And so that's helped our business because people are more aware, but they're also more open to having those discussions and to really learn about what that actually means and what is that economic value that they are actually providing to those that they're responsible for.
Over the last year, how has technology permanently transformed and changed the financial planning process? And how will these changes ultimately benefit the business and the individuals that you work with?
I believe virtual is the word that I would really put in all capital letters. I think most are many things that once we did face-to-face, whether that is in an education process, whether that be in some type of a planning meeting, I believe so many of those things are done virtually today that people actually, because of the way we're structured now and we've become much better at our virtual processes and meetings, that many more people are actually attending those. We just got finished doing a overview of the proposed new tax changes this past week. And quite frankly, in all four states that we spend most of our time, we had a very good response to that. And a year ago, I don't know that we would have had that many of attendees. But today, because people are so much more accustomed to virtual and how to do that, They like that. It's a time saver for them. In Atlanta, you know, while traffic's still not as bad as it once was, we still see the pickup in traffic. And you know, it used to be our joke that if you're going 10 miles in Atlanta, it's going to be an hour. If you're going outside of Atlanta, an hour means you get to go 60 miles. You know, so I think that as we see that, I think more and more the virtual, that whole change process will be dramatic. But I think it's going to be a positive, because I think more people are going to be better educated and feel more confident in sitting in their office or in their home and attending virtual workshops. They can only enhance their knowledge base and really help them to, what we would want to do is help them guide them to financial security through all those situations.
This year has been a transformative year. And we have talked a lot about how businesses have transformed, how financial planning has transformed. But I'd also like to take a moment and ask you, how have you personally transformed this past year?
Patience comes to mind. I'm a person that likes to get started on things and go at that. Now I have really had to slow myself down and I don't want to say think through things more thoroughly, but know that we have some extra steps and dynamics that are involved. And so personally, I've had to do that. I think things that I once took for granted, you know, that I can just go do this or that I could participate in that, those things, you know, have been limited, sometimes completely taken away, and we We have to figure out different ways. So I would say patience has been the biggest transformation for myself. And I would say that's I am a work in progress. It's an everyday thing.
You have been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.